Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got to bring in somebody on Pick a Lane that's going to pick the right lane. Do you see losing when you see the ball and glove logo back for the Milwaukee Brewers as they unveil their new attire, their new uniforms, new logo tweaks to the old ball and glove? And for that, Brewers conversation. And especially since it's 50 years of Brewers baseball, this dude has watched every single one of them and then taken notes and probably has some piece of memorabilia from every single year of the 50 years of Brewers baseball. He is the franchise, Tim Allen. Timmy, good hearing from you, my man.
Well, yeah, what's happening, boys? Going through a little on-air withdrawals. Just shake, got the shakes and fever, and so I had to get on today.
Well, I appreciate it. I know it just scratches right there. It's almost like a drug. You just got to get a little bit of it.
I've been reading some of that about how the ball and glove reminds you of losing. I don't think I've heard anything more ridiculous than that. It is amazing. It is truly amazing. I think sometimes people get caught up in a lot of noise, and they just, it reminds maybe them of the 82 season where, by gosh, the team did go to the World Series, by the way. They didn't win it. Okay, fair enough. But that doesn't mean that people didn't fall in love with this baseball team back then the same way they're doing it now.
At some point, you and I, now just one second. You and I both, for years, used to go after Packer fans. Years and years, you and I both. Whether it be this station or another station, about, man, you guys live in the past, always talking about the 60s, move on already. Just move on. Quit holding on to it forever. And now you are, Brewer fan Tim, on the air telling me to hold on to the 80s forever. Just don't let it go. Just hold on. It's the only time we've been in the World Series. Let's live with that as long as humanly possible. I mean, that what you're doing is the same thing we used to go after Packer fans for.
You're holding on to an iconic Brewer symbol. This is the epitome of... And by the way, guys, heading into the 15th year of the postgame show, coming up in the 2020 championship season.
Atta kid.
More times than not, I have heard, bring back that ball and glove logo. And I think the team answered those cries. More people enjoy that MB thing. I thought it was interesting. Ryan Braun had said that he was with the organization 4 or 5 years before he even realized the ball and glove was an M and a B for Milwaukee Brewers.
Right.
It's so cool. It really is. And when Craig Counsell said it was the significance of it was the fan base, I definitely agree. I just think that this has been a long time coming. And in those 15, 14 years, and now 15 coming up, I've heard that more times than not. Let's just be done with it. I don't care what you do with the jerseys. The jerseys have alternates, have Fridays, have home, road, whatever you want to do there. That flies with the times. But I've always M and B, ball and glove, back on that baseball hat for 162 plus the postseason.
Right.
We finally got it.
And that's my thing. Because it's only on the baseball cap, whatever. I mean, I don't have to look at it on the Brewers, on the jersey anymore. That's all gone. It's just on the baseball cap. And then all of these other logos that they came out with, like, I like the Wisconsin State logo with the little baseball in the corner. Like, I can dig that logo. I think that's a pretty cool logo. Angry Barrel Man or whatever it is now. Okay, fine. So from that perspective, and you can see the Bucks, they come out with the new jersey every other week now. So any way to make some extra money, and the Brewers are doing the same thing. And you have all these people like Billy go out and buy all this merchandise at like 50, 60% off.
Spent a whole check.
Right. You spent a whole check, empty out the store. Now you put all brand new merchandise in that nobody has, leading up to Christmas, by the way. Black Friday, just around the corner, and you're going to pocket all the more money.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to line it up right before Christmas time. We're going to have all of these presents and stockings. It's tremendous gear.
Yeah, Rick Schlesinger, just give him a raise because he just continues to do it time after time.
Oh, for sure, without question. You know, the only issue that I have, it's just a little convoluted when you say, well, the block lettering is a symbol of the industrious nature of the blue-collar Wisconsin fans. Yeah, and I think that's a little bit of a stretch. I mean, I enjoy some creative marketing, but that one's a little bit of a stretch. The seams on the baseball as a little bit of barley.
Yep.
Yeah, the barley thing I've had a little issue with over the years, just simply because when we drink beer in the state of Wisconsin, we don't scream, "Barley!" I mean,
no, but
I guess
you're the
up north,
brewers. That's
you are,
part of it.
You are. But I think most people don't equate barley and hops. Oh, pass me a barley pop, everybody. I don't think people associate the barley with beer.
Well, just put it as a mug of beer. The other thing is Miller's no longer involved in the title sponsor of that ballpark. So if you were going to get rid of the barley, you could have done it now and been justified with it.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I'd like the way they sort of creatively put it into the seams there a little bit. So, yeah, overall, I just that ball and glove. There's a hat that I have, guys, and I don't wear it too often because I don't want to get it all beat up and sweaty.
Is that the
and
one that's
nasty.
Dropping stuff all over the place from the inside?
No. Okay. That's my Goodyear hat. That means fantasy football, Goodyear. No, this is a hat that I got back in the 90s, and it's the ball and glove, and on the back of that hat is the original block M that was on the 1970 hat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real small, right at the base of the back seam. That is the coolest hat, and it's a patch that is a raised stitch. It's not like in the material. It's a raised patch that is put onto it. Favorite hat in the whole world. I think the next hot stove show, which will be during the toy drive, guys, maybe I'll bring that along. It's pretty cool.
That's correct. Good plug. Tuesday of the toy drive coming up, December 3rd. Tim Allen live at the toy drive from 6 until 8 p.m. And kind of has become a tradition, I guess, on and off, more times on than off during the toy drive throughout the time at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. Your one chance to really come out and meet Tim Allen in the wintertime when he's completely out of his element. No real baseball game to
and
talk
see what
about.
He looks like and just see how many Marlboro Lights this guy can take down in a two-hour span.
It's hey, by the way, please smoke those away from the space heaters in the Four Seasons sunroom. I don't want that thing burning down, having bare sunrooms coming to me going, hey, dude, your guy burnt the whole thing down. So be
hey,
careful.
If Ellerson can smoke a stogie in there, I'm going to have a smoke.
Well, I don't think that's happened either.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever smoked.
No. Yeah, or Bill Michaels, for that matter. That's another one.
Yeah, I got enough problems. That is you trying to add to my problem there, cuz.
Hey, I mean, new year, though, new show. We could light one up in there, right?
No,
there's not any ventilation in there at all?
Now, the 50 years, guys, is significant here because that part of it, Sparky, I'll agree with you with on the losing side of things. I mean, it's been 50 years.
Yeah, Marlins have a couple years. World Series rings, and let's go around
guys,
everybody else that's
been
around.
Just went to the playoffs for the second year in a row, for back-to-back
which is
years
cool.
For the second time.
Which is cool. And they're definitely, I still believe this, guys, but with my heart of hearts, I truly believe they will win a World Series under Craig Counsell. I do. I think he got screwed on the Manager of the Year. You get the most number one votes, and you don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that voting system works, but
it's
I want
a Schulte
recount.
System.
Yeah, okay. It really okay. is
Schulte.
Okay,
but 50 years without a championship is I can't wait another 50, guys.
Well, I think they're headed in the right direction. Obviously, we know what they have to do. I mean, it's going to be tough for the Brewers to win it because of the market size, but they got to hit on the players. And they may have to pay a little bit more money than they expected by trying to get a good frontline pitcher in here.
Yeah. No, they, at some point, they're going to get a pitcher, buy a pitcher
to
put with Brandon Woodruff.
Yes.
They will, because I think Woody is, I think, from all accounts, both internally here in the state of Wisconsin and around the baseball national world, I think he is legit. And I think everybody respects that. Everybody agrees with that. Now, you got to have a 1-2 punch. You're not going to get Garrett Cole and these guys, Verlander and Granke, 1-2-3 punch, but you can get a 1-2 punch. You got some money coming off the books with Braun. After the season,
sure.
You had a whole ton of money coming off the books this year.
But Tim, it's not going to be Steven Strasburg. It's not going to be Garrett Cole. It might be a Zach Wheeler, if anything is the top of the line that they're going with. Craig and David Stearns kind of talked about it. They know they have to develop these guys in house. It's why it seems to me that at least one of those young dudes, either Corbin Burns or Freddie Peralta, who flamed out, is going to have an opportunity to win a job in that rotation. And don't look now, I think Adrian Hauser's already booked himself in one.
Yeah, and one of those guys has to pop up as to be real and to be legit. What have we come to, and here's maybe where the fundamental flaw in the system is, what have we come to, and Gary can relate to this because he sees the escalation of payrolls in professional sports. What have we come to when a guy like Steven Strasburg in the game of baseball, all contracts guaranteed, turns down $25 million a year for 4 years? Guaranteed money. You walk into your Quick Trip, you walk into where you buy your lottery tickets, and someone says, you just hit the $100 million lottery, and you turn it down. What have we come to here? I don't know if the Brewers can go at something like that. Maybe once, but it better hit. You're right.
Right. That's the problem. They cannot afford to not hit. I mean, if they do, you might as well forget it. It's a wrap because they can't come out from under that.
Right.
And that's why they've been so cautious with this thing. And that's why we heard David Stearns talk here, I guess, last week where he was saying, we just got to be careful with what we do, and we got to have a plan. He's talking about draft and development, sound a lot like the Green Bay Packers and Ted Thompson, but that's where they have to be, because if they don't, if they go out and be stupid, and this guy get hurt, they're done.
No, you have to wait until you know you're good, and then tack on to it midseason.
I would agree.
Yep.
Oh, so you're saying midseason? It can't. Yes. It's not even
because if you put the money up front, if you put the money up front, you don't know what you're going to get. I mean,
sure.
You don't know what the end results are.
Mm-hmm. That's why you just go with the lock thing in. Give it the $34 million a year, whatever you got to do. Lock in Christian Yelich. It's the season of extensions. Craig Counsell's going to get one. He should have, been able to just tack on that Manager of the Year bonus, but he'll get one. And Christian Yelich should get one too. Timmy, it's great to hear your voice and talk Brewers baseball.
Yeah, miss you, buddy.
We miss you.
Yeah, it's great being on the air with you guys. It's been too long.
All right, man. Rest up. Be ready.
Can we do spring training soon?
You got to talk about it like now.
Pitchers and catches report when? Anybody know?
126 days.
Is it?
Yes. And we definitely need to start dotting some I's out there in Arizona.
Okay, let's start dotting some I's.
Can we also make sure that the space heater works before we get there so you don't...
How many days did it take me to get it
Gary,
going?
It took you like 5 days, but I was...
I told you I was getting it
so
going.
I was so scared that one of these just little flips of the long lighter, the long candle, I thought that thing was going to blow.
You know what?
Me too.
We were going to need to go and get a couple of buckets.
This thing is going to work before we leave here.
It was his little project all week long.
Yeah. Every day.
Every day he was working. Billy, give me a hand here. Come on over here.
Hold over here. Let me get a hand. All right, Timmy, we'll talk to you later. Bye. I'll see you this weekend for Fantasy Football Weekly.
You got it.
That's Tim Allen joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.